Yeah, Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling to start us off for this Tuesday here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday, 9th of March. Tuesday, eh?
Don't you love them? Don't you just love them?
Oh, yeah, can't beat a good old Tuesday.
They don't get better than that, I tell you.
Yeah, can't beat it with a big steak.
Especially this one, Jim.
Oh, I tell you. Glorious as Tuesdays go,
I tell you.
How's your old Tuesday head?
Oh, all right, I've got to go to the dentist again today.
All right, okay.
My gum has inflamed. My gum inflamed. So I think...
Is it outraged at something, is it?
It might be.
Yeah.
I think it feels terrible. So my gum is inflamed and I have to get back into the dentist. So my root canal...
I don't suppose there's any chance that the treatment for an inflamed gum is rest, is it?
Might be.
Like if you had to rest your gums as in, you know, and rest your mouth and everything, that wouldn't be that hard your treatment, is it?
It'd be a hard thing for me to do. Might have no choice.
Like maybe you have to kind of, you know... Stop air and stuff getting in by keeping your mouth closed.
No. I'm not very good at these things, Jim.
So when is that happening?
Today. You have to get in there
so
today.
So this isn't the standard follow-up. This is like, we need to go in again.
This is emergency follow-up from what happened before. This is emergency follow-up. And here was me bragging about how easy it all was.
Yeah, and ever since you...
Some things are like that, Jim. They start out easy.
Yeah. And then they take a sudden turn for the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything ends up inflamed. But it's a good job. Ever since you mentioned that you have that super duper bells and whistles insurance policy, you've suddenly found a whole load of ailments.
I've been pulling ailments literally out of every part of my body, and I intend to keep doing so.
It's like you intended to get the absolute value you could. Next of all, you'll be coming in telling me you're pregnant.
Yeah, just so I can get the child counselling.
Meatloaf here at Classic Hits. I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 9th of March. We're about to do the birthdays, but I'm afraid, me old friend, they're not a great bunch.
Oh, no. Okay, right. It's a Tuesday birthday.
It's a poor selection, I have to say. I mean, look, it'll tell you straight off the bat when you're starting with Martin Fry.
Martin Fry?
Exactly.
Is he men behaving badly?
No, he was actually in this very building, in this very studio.
Was he?
Yeah, because he is the lead singer of ABC.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Martin Fry, the big, tall, blonde guy.
Jeepers, what did they sing again? What did they sing?
Shoot that poison arrow!
Oh, that's them!
All that, yeah. And The Look of Love.
They're good songs, man.
There you go, you see?
They're good songs. I like them, yeah.
Yeah, so from Sheffield, apparently.
Of course he is, yeah. Big steel worker heading him. Steel worker, you know, he's got that about him, doesn't he? You know what I mean? You know, yeah. He got a lot of grief.
They're very unkind on this. They have it's written down here as Martin Fry, spotty Sheffield singer.
Yeah, he is a spotty Sheffield singer.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Ah, you can see where they're coming from,
God
don't you?
God almighty.
I can imagine his old man. You gotta stop with that silly music. Or whatever Sheffield accent is. You gotta get your hat on your head. Come down mine with me and your brother. Wasting your time singing your poison, shooting arrows up your ABCs. He's been around in 48 for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, obviously they were a huge 80s band.
Yeah.
But as I say, he was in here, and from what I remember, he was good crack. I think Boylan had a good bit of crack with him, had him in a video and all that sort of stuff.
Really? He was on the Boylan show? That's a strange fit.
Well, no, he was just around the building, and Boylan did his kind of like...
Come here, I know you. Come here, get in the video with me here till I show you what I'm... Would you say chewing poison arrow to a fella for the thing?
Yeah, yeah. If a fella shot a poison arrow at you, now, what would your reaction be? Call me now.
Catch it like that.
I gotta say, he'd be like, he's late 59.
63.
Oh, jeepers, all right. Not so bad.
63. Right, what about this? Juan Sebastian Vaughan.
Oh, Veron!
Veron, yeah.
He was brilliant. I used to love watching Veron.
Yeah, what was his nickname? He had a nickname, like the... Was there something witch, was it? Or the... What was his nickname again?
Vivu. Something like that.
Cost a fortune at the time. Back in the day, that was a huge money.
Yeah, he was never supposed to justify it. And then
he cost Chelsea a fortune as well when he went there.
He was one of them fellas, he just ended up costing people money no matter where he went. Wasn't he? He was one of them. Like he came with a price tag, and then he was always
in trouble.
He came
at the same time as Van Nistelrooy.
That's right, yeah.
But he was like twice the price of Van Nistelrooy.
I know, Van Nistelrooy was twice the player. Yeah,
yeah,
big
exactly.
Time. So he got a little bit overshadowed and all of that, but he was a great character. He was one of those big personalities, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of a Decanio light,
in a
way, you know.
It was kind of like, he had that mystique around him, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it never quite happened, really.
Not really.
Yeah.
But then again,
good, but not.
Yeah, even great, but not great enough for that team. Do you know what I was telling you that, wasn't there?
Touching that about it, all right,
I'd say he's about, 46.
Yes!
Ah, good on.
Well done,
I'll
you.
Take that one.
Well done, you. Right, what about this? And this will tell you again how I was kind of clutching at straws a bit. Juliette Binoche.
Binoche?
Mm.
She's the famous baker, is she?
Well, funny you should say that. Sexy, it says here, Oscar-winning French actress, star of Chocolat.
Oh, that's who she is. She's brilliant, actually.
I've never seen that movie.
Great movie. It's a great movie, yeah.
And also, apparently, she was in The English Patient, which...
Terrible
surprise,
movie.
Surprise, surprise. I've never seen that movie
either.
Oh, my
God, don't ever watch that movie. Jim, it's unbelievable. It's a fella in bed for 3 hours. It's a fella in bed for 3 hours.
I remember you talking about this.
It is the most unbelievably never... And then there was the time that I fell down and the mine went off on my head. That was the beginning of the pain. And then
that's Ray Fiennes, isn't it?
Oh, he's terrible, man.
Right.
I know he's like lauded as one of the greatest actors ever and Mr. Super Theater and all that. Oh my, watch me that movie. It's appalling. It's appalling.
Did that not win a load of award prizes, I was going to say? Awards and
yeah,
stuff.
And it didn't even deserve a prize. It didn't even deserve a prize. And it won all these awards. And it was just your man going, is there any chance of some Salpadine?
She, what's her name? Juliette Binoche won the best support, won an Oscar for that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised because she had to stand next to your man and take him seriously for 3 hours. That was hard. Very hard.
Yeah.
Like, she is very
good. Outstanding
good.
Contribution to being bored to death, Juliette Binoche.
And she was like, thank you. Genuinely the toughest jib I ever had. I got to say, what age is she now? She could be... Oh, 52.
Oh, not bad. 57.
Oh, okay.
57. And then this is where, unfortunately, we come to a grinding halt.
Oh, right.
Because your choice is left. You can have two rugby players.
Oh, God.
Or a rapper.
Two rugby players or a rapper.
Yeah.
Literally basically, the two things in the world.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it was a tough birthday. You've either got... Now, I'll give you kind of heads up on a couple of these, right?
Right.
So, Martin Johnson was the English captain who caused all the controversy that day in Croke Park, I think. Right?
What did he do?
You know, because... Or no, it was when they wouldn't stand on the right side or something.
I know what you're talking
about. You know
all
that?
Yeah, Mary Robinson, they made her walk off the carpet because
yeah.
they decided they wanted to stand.
Yeah,
in
so
this, yeah.
he was that... I think.
Yeah.
Or was that Lawrence Delaney? It doesn't
Mary
matter.
McAleese,
right?
Anyway, maybe.
Whatever. And then Bill Beaumont. Does that name ring a bell?
Bill Beaumont.
He used to be on A Question of Sport on the telly. He was an English rugby captain as well.
No, I don't know him. No.
Right. Or you can have Lil Bellwell.
I'll go for him. I'll go for him. He Lil feels
Bellwell.
More culturally significant. Lil Bellwell.
Yeah. Had his first rap record when he was just 13.
Of course he did, yeah.
And you know what it was called? I know. Well, his big hit was called Bow Wow, that's my name.
Is that the name of it? For track one? I ain't going to clean up my plates for no one, not even my mom. You don't tell me what to do, I'm 13, y'all mofos. I don't even watch the Ruggedy Ball. I got to say, I don't know what... this is very hard to know.
Exactly.
22.
He's 34.
Oh, is he good on
He's
him?
No longer Lil Bow Wow.
Jeez, imagine being 34 and you're 20 years in hip-hop.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a hell, you know. It's quite an accomplishment, you
it
know.
It certainly is. Do you want to have a stab at Martin Johnson and Bill Beaumont?
Okay, Martin Johnson, 71.
51.
Jeepers. And the other fella's 38.
69.
Ireland's classic hits.
And now you're up to date on the home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's classic hits.
Cheers. Thank you, Tara. 6:32. How are you this morning on your Tuesday?
I'm sleep deprived because I stupidly stayed up late last night watching Harry and Meghan.
Oh, wow.
It was a complete waste of 2 hours of my life that I'm never going to get back. I nearly fell back asleep again this morning and didn't make it into work.
Oh, my God.
The weather
God.
Is going to be SH1T.
I was just about to say that. That wasn't a very pretty forecast you were giving.
And
I think
it wasn't.
I think it's in for the week, is it?
I think it is. Well, certainly towards the weekend anyway. We're stuck with it for a few more days. So literally, you have to look on the bright side of life. So I've decided the only thing to do here is eat.
That is a very good idea.
It's the one reliable.
It is.
You can always turn to it.
Yeah,
bit of comfort eating.
Definitely.
Bit of comfort eating. I'm thinking I might actually... Sorry, you're probably not even aware of this, Jim. Myself and PJ had a bit of a Twitter spat at the weekend.
Oh, really?
Oh, we did, yeah.
Over Asparagus Gate.
Oh, right. Mm. I'm assuming he... What? Actually, I'm confused. I was going to say I'm assuming you're anti-asparagus,
no,
BJ.
No, I love asparagus.
You're, oh, you're pro.
It's the meaning. It's the means of to an end that I was disgusted about. It's the way that her asparagus was getting cooked upset me.
How are you cooking your asparagus?
In the kettle.
I can't believe... You know, I feel like somebody out of the UN here. Okay, yeah. Let me go back. I'm just involved in some bilateral negotiations about asparagus.
Which I cook in the kettle.
What?
In yes.
Do you see why I was
the
so
same
upset?
Kettle you used to cook your tea?
Yeah. And well, you change the water, like.
I know, but...
You don't use the asparagus water for your tea.
Does your tea smell of wee?
No, it doesn't smell of wee.
I bet it does.
No, it does not smell of wee. But it's the easiest way to cook asparagus. Just stick it in a boiled kettle of water and leave it there for about 2 minutes.
What? Just
and
use
then
a,
that's it, it's
just
done.
Use a pot with what boiling water in it.
No, sure.
Or a pan.
No, the kettle takes less energy to heat up, so...
Oh, look at this. Oh my God.
I'm
I tell you, Tara's
like,
one step away from fish in the dishwasher.
Well, that's what she came back to me at. She was giving out to me because I thought that was a good idea.
Yes, from a man who cooks steak in a toaster, like.
Yeah. Yes. Joseph, you're both as bad as each other.
Well,
unbelievable.
Well, that's made you literally the worst chairperson in this debate.
So it's steak, eggs and asparagus for breakfast today.
What is your
boys?
Verdict, Mr. Chairman? I declare they're both completely insane. Insane, totally.
Do you know something? I'll settle for it.
Kylie Minogue spinning around here at Classic Hits in Africa with Toto, or Toto with Africa even. See, I'm spinning around.
Spinning around?
Hey, see what I did there? Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday morning here at Classic Hits, Tuesday 9th of March. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008. We get to read them all, even if we don't get a chance to give you a shout out or acknowledge them or whatever, but we do get to see them, that's for sure. Some of them, I'll just pick my way through a few of these, see if I can avoid getting myself into trouble. What's this? Brian, the councilman in Limerick, was on to say, that talk about the asparagus in the kettle... which Tara was saying. You were saying you had a Twitter spat with Tara.
Yeah, outrageous behaviour, yeah.
About she cooks her asparagus in the kettle.
Yeah.
Right, he says, it reminds me of the time we tried to deep fat fry an egg.
Oh, jeepers, who does such a dirty thing?
Well, obviously nobody anymore because it ended very badly and apparently the thing exploded all over the kitchen.
The egg did?
Yeah.
Good enough for you. I'm glad. I hope nobody was injured, but I'm glad you had a mess to clean up.
Yeah. So you'd crack an egg into boiling fat? Is that what...
I can't see how that would work. I don't know why a cracked egg would explode, though. Maybe they tried to deep fry the entire
shell.
As in
the way you'd boil it, but instead of boiling in the water, you boil it in fat?
That's disgusting, isn't it? That's disgusting. Mind you, have you ever had a Scotch egg?
No.
Very good.
Is it?
It's soft.
That's the one with
sausage.
The crumbs. Oh, is that what it is?
It's egg and sausage.
Oh, fantastic.
Wrapped in bread. Like it's...
How could that possibly go wrong?
I know, yeah. It's something the Scotch... They're Scotch. They're not called Scotch people. I just do it just because it annoys them. It's something the Scotch people have been doing for years.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, Niels Bonanza said, I know that little rapper Bell Well. You know it was little Bell Well's birthday.
Yeah,
he's barking mad. But
oh, jeepers.
Thank you for that, Neil.
Thank you very much.
It was worth it. It was worth it.
I don't know if it was. That went down like a boiled egg in a deep fat fryer.
Night Shift Mary... thinks that you should become an official film critic based on your assessment of The English Patient.
Well, I don't know because it's all very it's only me negative reviews people like. When I say something's great, people don't care.
Yeah.
People get very good.
People get into the negativity.
Because I get so upset with movies that are bad because I feel like I've literally wasted a section of my life I can never get back.
Right. So basically, the only reviews you'd ever be doing would be Titanic and The English Patient.
I'd be doing them all the time. And I mean, there's some of them I've watched twice because I thought they couldn't be that bad and they were actually worse the second time.
Oh, my God. But then the weird thing about it is considering you think The English Patient is boring, you're actually somebody who likes... You like slow-moving movies.
I do, yeah.
Where nothing happens.
That's like, the problem.
Like, you liked, you know, Open Water and...
Lost in Translation. I
and
love
Castaway and all that stuff.
Love Castaway. That's a great movie. They're not letting on like anything's happening.
And what's different with The English Patient? Your man lying in bed.
It's pretending to be a war movie.
It's literally called The English Patient.
And it's pretty like, I remember when this bit fire. And then, oh my God. And you see all these bits of action. You think, oh, maybe this is what, oh no, it's not. Yeah. It's like Titanic. You get 10 minutes of the boat going down. And the rest of it is just this outrageous jewel thief murderer.
You were hoping that Titanic was going to be like a Towering Inferno kind of movie.
Exactly. That was the whole point of it.
That they'd rescue them in the end.
Yeah, or something like, maybe they'd bring it back up or something. Like, there's no point in this being predictable. I remember watching JFK.
I mean, so what if it's a true story?
No, let's do it. It's like the movie JFK. They shot him at the start. I was like, oh my God.
Ah, here.
This is about the court case. Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe you did that. They shot him at the start.
There you go, you see. That's the very reason why Night Shift Mary would like you to be a film critic.
Imagine watching a movie about Jesus and the and it starts with the crucifixion. There's nowhere to go.
Well, yeah, but you could do those flashbacks.
Oh my God, that's what they did in The English Patient. And that's why it's so brutal. It's not even in chronological order written. Jesus would be remembering Christmas before Easter and all.
That would be amazing if you were a film critic.
Yeah.
PJ's critique of Titanic. The bloody thing sank.
Yeah.
The opening statement. It sinks in
the end. I knew exactly that was going to happen.
Oh my God.
And Leonardo DiCaprio and Lionel, he didn't even survive it. Like, surely it should be about people that get away with it or something.
Yeah.
Not the jewel thief.
Hope we haven't spoiled it for anybody.
Someone's got to say it. Spoilers, yeah.
All right, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. If you need to give us a shout, always much appreciated. And we always get to see them all, as I say, even if we don't get a chance to give you a shout out and all that sort of stuff. But much appreciated. Plenty of reasons to get involved. Of course, today we'll have the hit bit again in about an hour's time. We're up to about 560, would it be something like that?
560 quid on the hit bit this morning.
Very tasty. Magic Mike is with us again this morning, so you can impress him, get on, try and win the cash. And we have a fantastic week on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week, where you can win every day, regardless of your score. Just convince Mike to let you on to play, and you win yourself that signed Republic of Ireland senior men's team jersey and the €50 Spar voucher.
Just for getting on
a plane. It's as good as that. And who knows what wizardry you'll dream up from your little glass box in there.
God only knows. There's a story here about a turkey that wrecked a dentist's office. I feel like I've got a lot of common with that turkey.
Yeah, Madness Our House here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Tuesday. 087-188-0008. That all-important number, of course. If you want to get in touch with Magic Mike, let him know that you want to play on the Hitbit. €560 to play for before 8 o'clock this morning. And in the meantime, of course, well, regular listeners will know that there's been an ongoing saga over the last few days about PJ's poor old gums.
Me poor old gums? Oh my God, they're at me again.
He had to get his root canal. There was the whole thing, the thing around the root canal and what was going to happen. And we had him sort of built up for pain and agony. And he came back and he was all full of it, saying, oh, you messers.
So easy, I said.
It was
so
a doddle.
So overblown.
Didn't feel a thing.
Not even anything. Just a mild inconvenience and a bit of air.
Yeah.
Well, I was eating me dinner the last couple of days. I says, I'll say nothing because I don't want them to gloat, I thought.
Right.
You know? But it was a little bit spicy now. There was a couple of moments where I jumped. And then me gum inflamed. And then me flipping earache came back. Oh, I couldn't believe it.
You see? And to be fair to you, you didn't go to the extremes of this next story.
I was going to. I think I was going. I'm glad I read the story before I called it. I called the dentist yesterday to book back in.
Right.
I'm glad I did that before I read today's story about a turkey who attacked the local dentist office and smashed the place to smithereens. Because I can sympathise completely with this turkey.
Yeah. Now, I think you should probably clarify. There's quite obviously the turkey wasn't in receipt of dental treatment.
We've no idea. It's not in the story.
What?
It's not in the story. I don't know.
A story about a turkey wrecking a dentist's office.
Yeah.
And it doesn't explain why the turkey's in the office in the first place.
Well, it just says, right, so here's the story, right, the dental staff, or it was one of those small ones, but you know the ones where you go in and the person that checks you in also happens to be the person that uses the Hoover in your mouth.
Right,
you know,
okay.
So she said, how you doing?
It's not one of those ones where you check in and then they say, be with you in just a second, I just have to give this six pack of chicken fillets to Mary.
Oh not like that. I think I've been to a couple of them. Oh my God, I remember going to a dentist in Thailand. I swear to God, Jim. Like, it was for that teeth whitening thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been teeth have been wrecked ever since. They've been sore ever since.
Oh my God.
This is 15 years of sore teeth.
Have they been white ever since, though?
No, they were never white.
They've been slightly radioactive.
And your woman that works there goes, your teeth are so yellow, she says. Your teeth are so yellow that we had to do the normal treatment three times. I was like, oh my God. And she goes, are you in pain? I was like, yeah. And she goes, I would have imagined so. I said, why did you do it then? Why did you do it?
That's reassuring.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I thought you'd be in agony, all right.
Yeah, I thought so. We shouldn't have done that. we shouldn't really have done that, she was giving me.
Brilliant.
So this turkey was, he's been known to hang around the dentist's office, right?
Yeah.
There's just something about America, mad turkeys. God. Remember the turkey that was attacking everyone in the park? We did the story about it.
Yeah.
So this turkey, he hangs around the dentist's office, and apparently he's well known around the area, and he went berserk. And he went, the dental staff were sitting there, and he smashed through the window, broke the window to pieces, to smithereens, ran towards the door of the dentist's office, started scratching and going mental, pulled loads of paint off the walls, destroyed, knocked all the woman's things off her desk, like smashed the place asunder.
Oh my God.
Instead of making the gobbledy gobbles outside the door as if, come out here, you got a good.
Wow.
If I get me, put the hands on you. There was all that going on. It smashed the place to pieces. So the police were called.
Maybe he couldn't get an appointment. Maybe he's just massively frustrated that he couldn't get an appointment.
I've been on the phone all this morning and nobody's answering. I can't believe no one in there even knows how to answer. I've got a toothache, so...
That's probably what it was. Maybe he was trying to make an appointment, right? And they couldn't understand what he was... What's your name?
Yeah. No,
no,
what's your name?
Your name.
I'm off to tell you three times. I don't know how to spell that. Jesus, can you steal nothing there?
I'd say that's what happened. And
maybe.
Then he just lost his mind and just broke through, in to get... He decided he'd do it himself. He'd pull his own teeth out.
Sounds like an obvious sort of a description to me.
Yeah.
But apparently the police said, and the animal control people said, he was walking past, they reckon.
Yeah.
And he looked at the window and he saw his own reflection. And they reckon he thought his reflection was someone else that maybe got an appointment.
Instead of him.
Instead of him.
I can't believe you let boo in.
Yeah. No wonder I couldn't get booked in because you had in there all the whole time. And he wrecked the gaff. He wrecked the gaff.
Oh my God. So he saw his own reflection and went mad.
And he went ape. He went lunatic. Yeah, so he went. And they reckon that that's what happens. He saw another turkey cock. And he lost his mind, you know. He did. They turkey cocks don't like other turkey cocks. Apparently, I didn't know this.
Nor I.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Enlightened me to that story.
Yeah,
that's
incredible.
No idea. That's incredible.
And whatever about being a turkey cock, if your name is and you get a dental appointment before the other fella, there's going to be murder.
Green Day here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Hitbit on the way. Final call if you want to get involved. Give yourself a shot at that €560. Magic Mike standing by as always on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. And while you're doing that, well, if you're a cat person, this could be kind of interest to you.
Maybe. I'm kind of shocked to see this, that cats, house cats, I mean, cat people are, you know, they're unusual. You don't see them around normal social circles, really, do you, Jim? A lot of the time, cat people.
What is it about the association of people who, you know, the
know.
Kind of classic idea of that sort of the cat woman who has, like, you know, a dozen cats all just wandering around our house.
Yeah.
Or whatever. What is it about that? Like,
and then you call
why
up.
Did they get associated with it? As about, like, if somebody said, oh, that guy there, he's got about a dozen dogs.
I know, yeah, you don't have the same connotations. Yeah. Or even a woman with a dozen dogs, it doesn't have the same connotations. And I have noticed a very extraordinary sort of thing in the new pandemic where I've seen cat chaps. And cat chaps, I haven't seen many of them. Cat chaps is my own name for them. People out walking their cats on leads. And I think it's one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen.
Right.
Nobody's enjoying it.
Just as a matter of, what's the thinking there?
Nobody's enjoying it. The cat chap is getting laughed at. The cat's getting laughed at.
Are cats not kind of obliged to have a little bit of exercise? Are they just generally trusted to their own devices?
Cats
are
too independent to be having them on a harness hanging around with a coffee shop.
Because we had that other story on this very show where you pointed out, wearing your love doctor's hat, that, you know, men who have pictures of cats in their profile pictures on dating sites don't do well.
They don't do well. People don't.
It's weird that, isn't it?
I'm telling
you. And yes, you know, cats are fine, aren't they?
Don't know. I'm not so sure anymore.
I've never owned a cat. But
I've never owned a cat. I did know one charming cat. We got on very well. Mr. Fonz was his name. I don't know where he's gone.
Who wouldn't like Mr. Fonz?
I know, yeah. Oh, you want to see him. He was internally young, this one. But now this story says almost half of all pet cats are never let outside by their owners because of fears for their health and safety. So this is a scientific survey. So all domesticated felines, I nearly said, whatever a feline is, they fall into two groups. So completely indoors all the time or a combination of outside-inside cat. And then now there's the third one, which is the cat chaps. They obviously didn't survey any cat chaps who bring them out in lead walks. So that was with 5,000 cat owners around the world. So it's quite a lot of people and never you let see, their cat out because they're too afraid something will happen to the cat. I'd be the other way. I'd be afraid something would happen to me and the cat would do nothing about it.
Yeah, the cat would be going, finally, I have the house to myself. Yes,
I've been waiting to eat this pesky hunk of ridiculous meat for a very long time.
Yes, about time you keeled over, for God's sake.
You know what I mean?
You've been getting in my way for years.
Putting a harness on me and taking me to the beach like I'm some sort of ridiculous
puppy.
Isn't
it amazing though we immediately assume cats are so aloof?
They are aloof.
You know, when you do a, whenever you do a dog voice, you're always like, here, PJ, can I get out and all?
Yeah.
And then you do a cat voice and suddenly it turns into like, I'm actually Rafe Fiennes pretending to be a cat. You may have seen me in The English Patient.
I know, but cats are all, that's what cats are like. They're like theatre actors. They just act like they're above you all the time, even though they can't support themselves. That's exactly what they're like.
What do you mean they can't support themselves?
You know, my theatre actors are all like, oh my God, this is so lame.
I thought you meant the cats.
I do as well. A cat never gets a... The cat doesn't go out working either. You know,
a cat doesn't go out working.
A cat never gets a job. Dogs have loads of jobs. Dogs and service animals and they bring you all of these things. They're not working cats. There's cats. There's dogs doing all security and everything.
Cats are the sort of aristocracy of the, of the animal world.
And the poor dog, they're looking down on them. He's like, where are you going? I'm going to work if you don't mind. I have to go to the airport and find drugs. And he's like, oh, so lame. I'm sitting
It must be awful to be middle class.
I'm sitting in writing poetry about what my owner will taste like on the day of his demise.
Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online. Available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. A bit, just a bit from a classic hit, but what hit is it?
Hit Bit! The Hit Bit is worth 560 euros this morning. I'm going to say it again to y'all, new brand new Hit Bit. Here is what it sounds like. And first up to have a go is Declan McCarthy. How are you, Declan?
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad, Declan. How are you getting on?
I'm not too bad, man. I'm good. All good.
Good stuff. What part of the country are you in this morning?
Yeah, I'm in Cork, in Cork City.
Oh, very good, very good.
And are you at home or at work, Declan? What's your plan today? What's going on for you?
Yeah, I'm. I'm at home-ish, like, you know, because, you know,
I like the sound of that. I'm at home-ish.
I'm at home-ish, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Say no more, right?
This the Cork way of telling you to mind your own business.
Exactly. Nod and a wink. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could tell you, Jim, but I don't want to. I like it, Declan. I like it. Right, give this man the cash.
This is why I miss Cork so much.
Yeah,
I,
exactly.
Go on, Declan, what do you think?
I think it's ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Oh, right. God, a big classic hit, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see you're taking a chance, Declan. On that. Yeah.
That's not
one
bad.
Of his better ones. Come on.
All right. Anyway, it's wrong. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Declan.
Unlucky, Declan. Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Thanks for playing.
See
Cheers. Bye bye now.
Sarah Kinsler waiting there patiently. How are you, Sarah?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
What's the crack, Sarah? Where are you this morning?
I'm in Dublin.
Good stuff, yeah. You know, tell us where or which part of the environs of the commuter belt you're in?
I'm in Tallaght.
Tallaght, good stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Again, somebody who's not exactly abundant with the information. Have you noticed that?
Get to the point, lads.
Yeah,
get to the point.
I will answer you with one word.
Monosyllabic, Sarah.
She's obviously decided, right. The less you know, the better, PJ.
It's probably dead right, Sarah. It's none of my business. I'm just too curious. I'm too nosy. That's what it is. So what do you think this is, Sarah? We'd love to give you some money.
I think it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication.
Good tune
and a red hot guess, but it isn't right, Sarah.
Sarah.
Unlucky. Sarah, listen, thanks for playing. Have a good day.
Bye,
take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye bye. Right, so it means, of course, you can play again with Niall Boylan. Half one today.
I feel like I'm letting people down every morning.
You are letting people down. Yeah, you're supposed to be giving them.
What do you
money.
Mean, not giving them the cash?
Yeah,
or like, just your appalling puns?
That's outrageous. PJ, that's outrageous. Do something about that.
I kind of enjoyed it.
Poor Michael. That's a shocking way. Yeah. You don't have to come here for abuse. You could go anywhere. Yeah, George Michael and Freedom 90 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Lots still to come on the way, of course, in the next hour will be the Breakfast Table Quiz. And the good thing about it this week is that if you're somebody who never normally has a go at the breakfast table quiz, particularly since it is our kind of final week in the show and all that, that it would be good to get you on, have a go, because no matter what you score, you're going to win yourself a prize, because we're on board this week with Spar. And particularly Spar and the FAI, they're launching this series of lessons all based on the theme of football. And the idea, it's aimed at sort of 4th, 5th and 6th class students. But it's called Spar FAI School Zone at spar.ie. You can check it out at spar.ie and register and do all that. But they've given us a Republic of Ireland senior men's team jersey, which will be signed, okay, by the players, and a €50 Spar voucher every day. So literally, if you came on and got everything wrong, you'd walk away with those prizes. That's pretty cool.
You can't lose. It's a no-lose situation this week in the breakfast table quiz.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, this week of all weeks, it'd be great to, if it's something that was kind of at the back of your mind to have a go at and you never quite got around to it, sure, have a go. Magic Mike will be leaning in your direction. 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play. And also, just on that subject, since it is the final week of the show, Mike was just mentioning, if you fancy having a little a bit of nostalgia moment with some of the best bits, if there's a kind of a favourite old bit that PJ and myself did in the past,
let us know, it is, and we'll try.
And maybe kind of towards the end of the week, maybe Thursday, Friday, we might bash out a few of them. If there's a kind of a something, a highlight from the past that you wouldn't mind hearing again, that was, you know, caught you as particularly funny or whatever it happens to be, a little old memory, you know, feel free. Let us know. Magic Mike in particular, of course, 087-188-0008. And he was saying maybe he'll dig a couple out for Thursday or Friday this week.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of a rib tickler, Jim.
A rib tickler,
yeah,
PJ.
Yeah,
bit of
a rib tickler, Jim.
Right, so listen, breakfast table quiz on the way in the next hour. And also, your choice of music apparently says a lot about you.
Certainly does. Wait here. Apparently people who love classical music.
Right.
Sniggledy snakes, Jim.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Not to be trusted. Steelers Wheel, stuck in the middle with you. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday 9th of March. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Good to have you. And of course, breakfast table quiz on the way this hour. If you fancy a bash, remember, everybody wins this week. All you got to do is convince Mike to let you on to play, and you can pick yourself up that signed Republic of Ireland jersey and the €50 Spar voucher. That's all up for grabs this week. Just give him a shout on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. And while you're doing that, well, I'll tell you something. If you got, you know, if you regard yourself as having sort of an eclectic music taste,
exactly,
you think you like all sorts of genres, you love a bit of anything, all music is good music.
Well, you shouldn't, because that makes you a mix mash of everything. So be very careful. Anybody who's one of these, I like a bit of everything. Hold on a minute, I'm describing myself here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't trust in myself either, so that's grand.
Exactly.
But the thing is, right, they've done this sort of, I suppose it's a survey of sorts, where they've asked a whole lot of people about their personalities. They did these are very probing personality questions.
Right.
And then they compared it to the music they like. Now, this is far from very comprehensive, but at the same time, it gives us a window into the musical soul of a person,
yeah,
I think, Jim, in a way.
Because the weird thing about it is, whenever you see sort of, you know, movies or TV shows or whatever, and there's, you know, like serial killers or whatever involved,
yeah,
they always seem to have, in the movie versions, they always seem to have a penchant for, like, thrash metal or something.
They do. They do. And it turns out that's completely wrong. People who like thrash metal are angry at the stage of the world, and they want to help people, and they're probably quite, you know, quite, it says poetic. I don't know about that.
You're going to cut your head off. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to bled your cat, and I'm going to eat it with chips.
I don't know about that. But it says that they're quite actually, it's a lot of internal angst for how the world could be a better place.
So that's their version. That's how they release. They don't go and take it out on the world.
Yeah, they go and they just do a headbanging in the bedroom.
No, okay.
Get a can of Lynx Africa and scream into it.
If you're into this. Now, you see, listening to that, of course, you'd conjure up images of people who are very refined, very dignified, very calm, people who are cultured, people who appreciate the finer things in life.
In other words, sneaky, sniggledy snakes calculating themselves all the time about what they can do to you next.
Really?
And believe it or not, when it comes to the love rat element of things, people who love classical music, the most likely to be sniggling around in somebody's other areas. Yeah.
Wow.
So apparently, so you're...
classical music people are not to be trusted.
Yeah, now it says, look, they're the least trustworthy of the gang. But like 25%, it says, of people who really call classical music, you know...
Their favourite.
Their favourite would have been up to a bit of... with the... somewhere at some time, yeah.
Oh, so it's specifically love rats as opposed to just untrustworthy in like business and whatever else?
Well, classical music, yeah. But then I suppose, you know, if you're untrustworthy there, who knows? Although it's a different type of thing. So for instance, like if you take other types of music, like you say, say you take pop music, for example.
A bit of pop music, like a bit of this, for example, your favourite.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. Right, so that's our example of a little bit of pop music.
Is that pop music? I would have thought that was rock music.
Well, Mike has it in as pop music, so for our purposes.
See, it's Miley, she's tainted. Which is always going to be carrying around the Montana, the Hannah Montanas.
Well, there you go, you see.
That to me now, that's like Axl Rose would sing that song, I think.
Anyway, right, Mike has it as our pop tune, so what does it say about pop then?
Pop, people are into pop, it actually doesn't say a lot about their personality as such, but it does say they have high self-esteem, and it also says they love a day's hard work, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
And me being a Miley Cyrus fan.
I mean, she was swinging on that, but she was knocking down buildings. What, probably had her hard hat on. Probably very little else, to be fair. And you know what I mean? So she was doing a hard day's work.
She was doing
while
a hard
singing,
day's work.
Singing as she worked.
Fairness, she was doing. She was working so hard she didn't have time to get her drawers on.
Right, so that's pop music. What else have you got for
us? So we got rock music as well.
Rock music. Now, this is what Michael regards as a bit of a rock tune.
This is Miley Cyrus' second album.
Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. What does it say about rock people?
It says people who are into rock music, they really are intuitive people. Intuitive people. So they're really intuitive.
They
they're
know
really
when somebody's pulling the wool on them.
It seems to be. They associate it with... they're great information gatherers, which means they're really open to future possibilities. It says about rock music. And it also says that they can be flexible and relaxed. I mean, in fairness, I get that to a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening
flexible.
To this... Well, I suppose if you can listen to this and relax, you can do anything.
Yeah, exactly. All right, there you go. Flexible rock people. Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
And also then there's R&B. You know that R&B. Baby love, my
baby. That's not R&B, Michael, is it?
Is it not? I think... Is that not R&B or... See, there's two
I mean, I know
schools.
That's yeah, because that's classic sort of Motown.
That's Motown, rhythm and blues, right?
Right, okay.
And then there's the new, like, I don't even
I
know.
I thought
what the new
R&B was all that sort of, you know, like
the stuff in the 90s.
What you right? call, you know, like Nelly and Kelly and all that, and Usher and all that. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ah, that's a different R&B. This is the thing. It's R&B is split down the middle,
right?
Isn't it?
So what does what's R&B say about you then?
R&B says they're very outgoing, very social, very confident. Shouldn't be a surprise, I suppose, really. You know, with all
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, to be fair, like, yeah, R&B, a confidence in the modern R&B.
It also says that they can be very smart, people who love this, very, very, very smart, but traditionally some of them, a bit shallow.
No way.
Bit shallow, yeah.
Right.
They'd be there like, did you see Jim there the other day? I did, yeah, lovely man, but did you see his jumper? They'd be judging you on your jumper now. They'd be, you know,
wouldn't
be
the first time.
I've been judged on worse.
Right, okay.
So it's got a... It's very, 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 very smart, very, very outgoing,
fair,
but maybe a little shallow, maybe a little bit, you know, they judge things on the surface, a little bit, you know, that, like, they want all the shiny things,
yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah.
So basically, the only people who came out bad out of the whole thing were the classical people, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah.
So if somebody spends their day listening to that...
Yeah. Yeah. I know what I'll do with those pesky two. I'll show them a little something. So it's got to, yeah, so
if you walk into your house and that's playing...
Villains.
Checking your other half, she might be up to no good.
Yeah, just like, you wouldn't put the trash metal back on, love. I liked you much better then.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the boy. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Right, so this week we are celebrating the Spar FAI School Zone at spar.ie. Have fun learning through football. What is it? Well, basically it's aimed at 4th, 5th and 6th class students. It's 4 weeks of two lessons per week, and it's delivered digitally for teachers and parents so that you can access it online. Teachers, if they want, they can use it in the classroom, obviously. Parents, they can use the lessons as kind of fun football-themed activities. See what happens when you eat too early.
I know.
Or, you know, after school or weekends or whatever. And it's a fun way to learn maths and history and geography and English and art and Irish and all that sort of stuff. All of the details that you will need and how to get involved, what it's all about, is on spar.ie. And as well as the stuff that we're giving you every single day, courtesy of Spar, this signed Republic of Ireland senior men's team jersey and the €50 voucher, there's additional winning there to be done for one school. Who could win a football kit for their school. And there's all sorts of things. Look, if you check out spar.ie, you'll get the full rundown of everything that's available.
Absolutely, so you will. And 7 is the score to beat so far, so 8 or more put you in the lead. But not that it matters, having listened to Jim McCabe, who can't give things away quick enough.
Yeah.
It's Tricia Hand who's going to play this morning. Hiya, Tricia.
Hi, good morning, lads.
How are you getting on, Tricia? Where are you today?
I'm in Swords.
Very, very good. What's it like outside, actually? It's supposed to be a bit of a wet one this week, I think.
I think later on this evening, so I better go home and take the clothes.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's such a grown-up memory, isn't it?
The joy of getting a line of clothes dry.
I've left the washing out.
I never know. I still don't know. Are you supposed to wash it again if the rain gets it?
Oh, God, no.
No, it's grand. It's considered washed.
I'm really glad Tricia chimed in on that, because you were looking at me and I was thinking, why does he think I would know this?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm afraid of washing clothes. I have to shake my clothes and make sure there's no spiders and all down them and everything. I get all freaked out over them.
Right, Tricia, listen, the fantastic news for you is no matter what you're about to score, you're still a winner. You're going to get the signed Irish jersey and the €50 Spar voucher. So that is yours. Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah, go for it, yeah.
Best of luck. Here we go.
According to the proverb, you can't make a silk purse without what?
Oh, a silver lining, no?
A sow's ear. What relation is a man's wife to his parents?
A daughter-in-law.
What French term is used for social events that take place after skiing?
Après ski.
In fashion, what surname links Giorgio and Emporio?
Armani.
Mozzarella is a type of what food?
Cheese.
What is the name given to a male hare or a rabbit?
I passed.
It's a book. A moggy is a slang word for what animal?
A which?
A moggy.
A dog.
A cash. Which alcoholic drink is traditionally added to hot water and sugar to make a toddy?
Whiskey.
Which female vocalist sang the 2001 hit I'm Like a Bird?
Pass.
Nelly Furtado. Used in technical drawing, what shape is a set square?
It's a semi-square. Oh no, it's a triangle.
It is. What is the female equivalent of an uncle?
An aunt.
Who wrote the horror novel Dracula?
Bram Stoker.
That's the one.
Well done.
I think you might be in the lead. I have a feeling she might be.
I embarrassed myself.
No, far from it.
Not at all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, you are in the lead, Tricia.
Look at that.
Lovely.
And of course, not that it even matters, Tricia. You're going away with your hands full. You've got the signed jersey by the Republic of Ireland senior men's team and the €50 Spar voucher. Well done, you.
Thanks very much.
And get the washing in quick.
Yeah, I'm going home now.
Excellent.
Okay. Shake out the spiders and then wash it again and dry it indoors for safety's sake.
Okay,
with a hairdryer. Thanks, Tricia. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you go. That's what it's all about. Doesn't matter what you score in the Breakfast Table quiz this week. Courtesy of Spar and their FAI School Zone at spar.ie. Everyone's a winner. Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero. Here are classic hits. Today's hero, of course, Colm Lawlor is celebrating his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Colm Lawlor.
That name rings a bell. I think Colm's a long-time listener. But his wife, Lorraine, was on, and his sons, Adam and Ethan, wanted to wish him a happy birthday because he's 50 today.
Oh, welcome to the fifth floor.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Are you saying welcome? You're not 50 yet.
No, I've had a look in through your window, though. I know what it, I have an idea.
You've been stalking,
haven't
you? Again.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Unreal. Anyway, listen, Colm Lawlor, happy birthday to you. 0871880008 if you want to give us a shout. Actually, speaking of age, this kind of story is sort of age related of sorts, isn't it?
It absolutely is, in a way, I suppose, because it turns out that the message is clear and it's absolutely true. Mammy knows best. Everybody has finally realised after
people out there will be, if there's anybody out there, well, mammies obviously, who happen to be in the company of their kids at the moment, they'll be turning the volume up on the radio saying, now listen to this.
While you see this
could save you a lot of time and a lot of aggravation.
If you're going to school with your mammy now, and I know your mammy's doing your head in, she does all her head in when we're your age going to school, because we think mammy's only mad at that time. And then one day you'll hit an age where you'll be thinking, mammy knows best, she was always right. The problem is, you don't realise it until you're 28 years old.
28.
So it takes you 28 years to finally realise you are getting the good advice from mammy all the time. Minimum.
Wow.
I have to say, it took me a bit longer, if
I'm
being honest.
Yeah, I'm probably in that neck of the woods, yeah.
So all those little mammy-isms you've been getting your whole life, you know, eat your greens, choose your friends wisely, don't be hanging out with that lot. That's what
you were going to say, that's what your mom would have said if she'd have known me.
That's what you should have said.
I wouldn't trust that fella.
I don't know about that fella there, no. I don't know about him.
Yeah, anybody that can stand around combing their own back can't be trusted.
They'd be saying, they'd be there going... She'd be there. Don't trust a fella who doesn't hang around people his own age. That's what she'd be saying.
Oh my God.
All of those things, all those mammyisms, they all come true, you know, no matter what they are. A donkey in the bush is worth two in a row.
Well, hang on a second there. You say all those mammyisms or whatever. I mean, all the thing about, you know. Like, what was that? Like, oh, you know, your face will stay that way.
Oh, yeah.
If the wind changes. Or
oh, yeah.
Putting the bicycle pump on your hand will give you warts.
And carrots make you see in the dark, you know. Yeah.
There's a few of them now.
Okay, we're flat out. Mammy can be a bit of a liar sometimes. Let's be honest, you know.
All of a sudden, mammies have started turning the radio down. Yeah. No, he didn't mean that bit. It was the bit at the start.
Yeah. This is why it takes us to 28 years old. Because
you're trying to work it out.
Because you're trying to work out which ones are the great advice from mammy and which ones are the absolute lies to just get you to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Or what she needs you to do.
The last thing you want to be is that, you know, 28 or 30 year old who turns around among their friends in the pub or at a party or something and says, oh, I'll tell you something, I'll never forget the wise words my ma said to me about... a bicycle tire giving you warts.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's what you... Like, that's all you took from your mouth?
It's fresh air. It's fresh air going through a tube. It doesn't give you warts. What?
Ah, yes. Yeah, wise words indeed.
My whole life has been a lie, that fella be saying.
Oh, yeah. So the penny drops about 28. It's, it takes that long to work out the lies.
Yeah. Save you. Tell your mammy something nice today, though.